Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Cut to the Chase. Today's episode, episode 6, we'll be talking about evolution of project controls. And as a part of this segment, I've brought someone that I value very dearly, someone that has been a part of my life for probably 15 or 16 years. Not only has been a mentor, but a father figure. And his name is Wayne Korth. And let me just give you a little bit of a backstory about Mr. Wayne Korth. Wayne Korth and I met probably somewhere around 2005 and 2006 on a semiconductor project, which was structured for putting in microelectronics equipment to develop computer chips. And Wayne and I were put together with all eyes on us, per se, should I say, people thinking that our personalities and our attitude would not gel very well together. And what Wayne and I ended up basically developing, not only as a friendship and as professional colleagues, has transcended us for somewhere in the neighborhood of 15 plus years. A little bit of background about Wayne. Wayne has a bachelor's in psychology and marketing from Weber State. He's also attended the University of Colorado with graduate studies in organizational dynamics. Wayne probably has, I don't know, somewhere in the neighborhood of 30 some odd plus years, maybe even 40 years in project controls. He's someone that I believe and truly have a high admiration and respect for as it relates to project controls and the industry. And without that, without further ado, Wayne, do you have any comments for our listeners?
Well, one thing, it was 2004, and the folks that were afraid whether you and I would get along are the people that we don't get along. And it sounded like you had me laying back far enough that I was there with the pyramids. It has been a long time, probably 35 plus years that I've been involved in project controls dimensions of one sort or another. And we have had some wonderful time together over the last about 16 years and have applied our project controls skills, if you will, over many different kind of applications, which I think has been a great experience for both of us, various kinds of industries and project types. So it's been fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I certainly, as we talk a little bit more about some of the things we're going to relate back to our subject regarding the evolution of project controls, you know, I'm hoping that the audience will understand that basically, you know, the takeaways from here is one is, as I've indicated in some of the prior sessions that I've been able to give webinars on, is it's all about connectivity. It's all about networking. It's all about, and in the case of me getting to know you was for me to become a sponge in a scenario where I was very much thirsty for knowledge and as well as prosperity. And so I'd like to open up the dialogue with us, Wayne, to kind of talk about kind of the evolution of project controls. You know, you've shared with me many, many stories in the 16 years that we've known each other. And one of the stories that stands out, which I'd like for you to share with the audience, is basically kind of how project controls was rendered or provided as a service back when you started up. I think you were telling me, you know, you guys strung string on the walls and used baling wire and tape. Did you share that with our audience?
Yeah. Okay. I don't think there was any baling wire, but yeah, I can give you a little bit. Before I got involved with it, there were industries who basically addressed the problems they were experiencing with cost overrun and schedule overrun. And so basically the methods that were developed were in the 50s, the mid 50s. DuPont and some others put together some tools But these were basically not the type of experience that we have now, which are our notebook, Primavera P6 and all of these kinds of things. Instead, you had butcher paper on a wall that you had to physically follow your schedule and based by some method and follow the project in this way. This is what I experienced initially, was homemade, if you will, spreadsheets, chart pack, and an X-Acto knife, and a 5 millimeter Pentel pencil to be able to track what was happening within schedule, both in time and in methodologies for weighting of whether it was money or man hours or whatever, put that across the time span that we were following on this spreadsheet. I moved to mainframe systems, IBM 360, as I recall. And at this point, you were doing chart cards that you had to punch, and you actually had to provide to somebody who punched, and then run stuff overnight. And tomorrow morning, you would see the result and realize that you misspelled something and have to start over again. Very inefficient. But nevertheless, it was an improvement over just by gosh and by golly, and the traditions perhaps of following things along, kind of like art rather than science. This introduced a little more art to project management and to project controls. It has been an interesting evolution, and to be a part of this, oddly enough, the more improvement that we've had, automation, the more that there has been a movement away from the real basics that we were dealing with the manual method. And as so many things, computers, which were supposed to simplify and eliminate paperwork and so forth, we have seen an evolution to where we've ended up with a movement that you and I might refer to as cartooning, rather than actually using the tools as part of management. And this has been a disappointment to me to see that the apparent loss of project controls in management, and more back to by the seat of the pants methodology of how people are project at this time.
We're in an era right now where computers are taking over a lot of the thinking aspect for project controls, and therefore individuals that are typically involved with project controls now. I think one of the words you used to utilize when you were teaching me was they just become kind of computer jocks. They really just don't understand how the actual software relates to the critical thinking that is related to the result of producing your schedules, your earned value curves, your CPI, your SPI. Is there a way that you can kind of share with our audience a little bit about that?
Well, I sure can. I would equate this to electronic calculator, and how people now perhaps don't even understand how a multiplication or a division calculation occurs. They simply point the keys and get a result and have no responsibility or accountability on their own part to say, is this actually a valid response that I'm getting?
Right. I
hope you can follow what I'm saying there. It's very like using a slide rule in the old times when there was such a thing. You had to have a basic appreciation of what the response, what it meant. Is it a 1.2 or is it a 1,100,000? You had to kind of have that kind of knowledge. What we have in project controls now is you have people who may be very efficient in databases, spreadsheets, tools such as Microsoft Project or Primavera P6, as far as the tools that we would use, but they learned basically to depend on the software to do the thinking and don't have that reach back, unfortunately, that goes back to when you had to actually make these numbers together, visually create on your own part, and you were the mechanical that actually came up with the data. Now the software doing all of the calculations of the data, you have a lot of folks that instead of being analysts are proficient at utilizing the software tools. And that, I think, is a big factor of how the role of project controls as a partnership with project managers has decreased because the people who are in their side are not proficient in the analysis. They are proficient in how to use a software application.
Right, right. So one of the things that is currently happening at this point in time is we're going through, as we all know, a kind of a transformation. As we know it, there's no playbook really to go forward with some of the things that these projects are dealing with. You know, you've got force majeure, you've got this pandemic, you've got work stoppages, you've got all these different variations of things that are going on. So kind of what is participating the method going forward? Would you consider project controls at this point in time to be significantly important, more than it was in the past, you know, based on where we stand today?
Well, I think that the original development of critical path analysis that DuPont put together, the purpose was to streamline method for controlling, in their instance, money. In the development of others who put together PERT, was more along a time management, but it was to basically be able to capture an expectation of what it was going to require for time and for hours or money. Was their motivation, and clearly one of the things that we will be looking in the very near future, and maybe this is only temporary, maybe somehow this thing passes away. I don't think it will very quickly, and so therefore I would see in the next few years that there's going to have to be a revisiting of what it takes to do things, as far as how you're going to deal with the fact that you have to have 2 meters between workers. Well, what does this do to their efficiencies? If they have to be wearing PPE to protect themselves, what is this going to do in their efficiencies? And those things, those kinds of things are going to impact time because of efficiency and cost. as well as the effect that they can have as far as performance. These things all may be affected. In addition to this is perhaps equipment that's required, such as perhaps like a variation of laminar flowing or something like this that you have to create to protect people in an area. All of these things are going to revisit the basic triangle of the three stool, which is basically a division of scope through the estimate, and then the tracking of this through the cost engineering, which is both money and efficiencies, and the schedule. So I think that this is going to be something that is going to be a valuable tool if it is utilized.
Sure. Absolutely. And I totally agree with you. I mean, you know, as you very well know, in our ability to collaborate over the past 16 years, the growth and prosperity, as well as the progress in knowledge, has been quite vast since day one of our first meeting. And certainly from my standpoint as being a small business owner, you know, we do see the transcending of project controls becoming more of a fundamental foundation / framework as we tend to come out of this recovery, or as we begin to see some type of uplift that may occur here in the overall economic improvement of post-COVID-19. But with that all being said, and things that we are looking forward to from a recovery perspective, whether they be tried and true, I think one of the things that I'd like to kind of dive into just a little bit more from a transformation standpoint, at least from the evolution means of project controls. When you first got involved from, as you call it, the butcher paper to dealing with P3, how many years of progress had evolved with regards to coming from something that was such a manual intervention of calculating, drawing, and sketching things out on butcher paper to now a software platform that you were able to kind of, you know, put this information into a program? How many years transpired between those two segments?
Well, the first experience that I had with project controls and trying to therefore define a schedule format and some method of analyzing progress and performance was basically in the late 70s, 77, 8. I really had some responsibility beginning in 1979. And this was very, very rudimentary. The first time that I ever saw something that was other than mainframe was a fellow who paid, as I recall, and this was in 1983, if I recall, $60,000 and bought an IBM AT computer and bought a license for a very rudimentary Primavera product, and he was working as a consultant with a company that I was affiliated with in Colorado, Denver, Colorado. The next milestone for me was when I went to work for a DOD contractor firm in Colorado Springs, who used something less than a big IBM 360 or whatever it was, and had but still had a remote and very expensive and very cumbersome methodology for tracking schedule and so forth. I stumbled across a package that the name of escapes me right at the moment, but it was $49.95, and it worked in an IBM PC where you put their stuff in the A and you put a delivery in the B, and it ran off of dot matrix printer, and time-wise, I was able on the project that I was associated at that time to be able to turn around reporting to management within hours, whereas others who were using this mainframe stuff were taking weeks to be able to. Well, obviously, immediacy is so important that When you be able to say, this is what we say, where we are and what we've done, and to be able to give that back for people to be able to use that, the efficiencies of were fantastic. This moved along as the evolution of Microsoft and Windows and Primavera, pulling things together and developing within that environment. Although at that time, even those things were, as I say, they were one machine. It was what was in front of you. Then we ended up with enterprise products, which allowed for a much more robust participation and a lot of differentiations for that. That probably was something that did not really hit the roll until I would say it was 2000. And this was in my participation. I was part of a small team who worked with a telephonic firm, not to mention, but they're in Bothell and Redmond, Washington. And they were one of the people who initially utilized that Primavera enterprise tools, and we helped them to implement that at that time. That product has evolved over time to be terribly powerful as a tool format, which is a great thing, but it also, as I mentioned before, ends up with people whose expertise was how to work this tool and not to screw it up, which they are very dangerous if you're dealing with something this powerful. But this is the type of tool that we now have available to do some of this stuff, and have done over the last years.
Absolutely. So certainly, with regards to everything that you've shared with us, the whole transcending of, you know, how things were done some 30 plus some odd years ago versus how they have been done today, and offered our listening audience with some remnants of comparison. So based on your current experience and where you stand today, with particularly with some of the things that we've been able to go off and do collectively over the past 16 years, do you have a favorite notion with regards to how you think things are being done today versus how they were being done in the past? Do you find the people that you're working for understand the science behind project controls?
Well, I hate to speak negatively of those who often wear the label of project manage, but this used to be gray hairs, and quite now it ends up being people who have a quite younger background before they have that label. And what happens with this is that they only have a short reach back in their history to understand how to execute their responsibility as project manager. And so what happens is that they quite often reach back to some fundamentals in their background rather than to step into the less comfortable area of some of the things that project controls provides, because it is so powerful, because it is so potentially complicated, and it does require a knowledge before you can really appreciate the values that you're being provided. So sure. What happens quite often in my experience, Greg, is what I like to describe is driving down the highway, looking through the rearview mirror, which is where you're looking at, okay, I can take this data that we've got here, and I can create a cartoon, and I can stick it on the wall, and that anybody who needs to know what we have done or where we were last week, they can look at the wall. As opposed to utilizing the dimensions that are coming out of this and the various indications and so forth, the SPIs and CPIs that you mentioned and such, that using as a forward view of what they should be looking out of the windscreen. And so what happens is that we end up with the loss of the value that the basic premise of project controls is, and it is to observe problematic trends, and to utilize the data that can provide us with remedial options so that we can avoid what will be the catastrophe result if we don't do something. And the idea there is to find those things as soon as you can and make adjustments before the vector becomes so great that the change cannot be affected. You are able to take trending out of project controls, by my experience, sometime between, say, 15 or 20% of progress. There's a lot of wobble that goes before that.
Yep.
But it stabilizes as you get into a very front part of what you are managing, and be able to see those kind of trends, positive or negative. And so what you're wanting to be able to do is to either avoid negatives or exploit positives, so that you can either take advantage of improvements and show early and show cost savings and so forth, or avoid slides out that are going to be issues and cost overruns that you could avoid if you act quickly enough. But this is looking through the windscreen rather than looking at the rearview mirror.
Sure. And certainly appreciate that that analogy and that explanation, and certainly appreciate all of your insight and wisdom with regards to talking about this subject. And certainly for me foremost, I appreciate all of the guidance and knowledge that you've shared with me over the years. And I'd like to leave the audience just with a little bit of a story before I jump into what I consider to be the summary and some of the takeaways. Wayne was always an individual for me to our listening audience, where I was the guy that when Wayne was presented with the problem and he was unavailable to do the consultancy work, Wayne would vocally say, "I have a guy." And of course, by Wayne simply saying, "I have a guy that can go off and do the work," that ended up basically creating a lot of growth and prosperity for me as being a business owner of a project controls firm. And simply put, literally every project that I've almost worked on has been a derivative of based on that statement, Wayne indicating to someone that he has a guy. And so to me, it's transcended over 16 years. It's been a wonderful joy. And I've been much appreciative of that. Wayne, do you have anything else you want to add to that story?
Well, only that I hope that people aren't going to call me thinking that I could do that for somebody else. the reason that I was able to make those kind of recommendations is because you demonstrated an unbelievable grasp, as if you had been one of those people who used the chart pack and
your paper.
Yeah, all that background. You picked it up, whereas others were so often disappointing in that area. So you were a special case, and I've been proud to be associated with you and to make those kind of recommendations, because I felt like you were the guy who would be able to do what I had perhaps been asked to do, or that you would exceed whatever I would have done had I been in the position. So this has been a great relationship that you and I have had over the last 16 years, and I'm looking forward to more.
Yeah, absolutely. So what I'd like to do now is just kind of summarize for our audience. I mean, we've talked a little bit about the evolution of project controls. You know, some of the takeaways, I think some of the bigger takeaways is, you know, as you are looking at your projects and your schedules and your plans, and a couple of things that came out of this dialogue with Wayne is, you know, first and formidable, you should be trying to exercise and leverage the ability to glean from what is positive in your schedules or your projects to help those things, to ensure that those things are providing you in some context, either room to deal with the problems or the ability to accelerate things where you can finish earlier. And on a second note, Wayne had emphasized, you know, exploit the negatives and basically try and utilize the negatives in an aspect that you are able to see those things as they're coming at you like a locomotive versus allowing for them to run over you. And I think a couple other points that would be good to kind of take away would be observing the trends, looking at how you can remediate through various options. And of course, as always, as we always talk about, trying to minimize the overall risk. And with that, Wayne, do you have any closing remarks that you'd like to add to that?
Well, I would like to say that I have really enjoyed my work in project controls. And I have particularly enjoyed when those opportunities, I was able to be part of the management team who made decisions and so forth that led to successful outcomes for projects. It is very satisfying to be able to do such things. It's unfortunately not as satisfying to tell folks the trends are saying X or Y and have that not accepted and or incorporated, and then be in a situation where you might be trended at the end to say, I told you so, but you don't do that because that wouldn't be professional, would it? But
no.
I would say that the proportions of these things are probably 20% of the good and the other 80% of less than satisfying. But there is no question that Project Controls is a valuable tool available for management, and that with it, with its use, the outcome, the potential for outcome of a positive outcome is much better when we are utilizing those tools and those trending tools that come out of Project Controls.
Yep. Totally agree, Wayne. Totally agree. And to our listening audience, we certainly appreciate your time. Wayne, we certainly appreciate you sharing a lot of what you have endured through your career span, and obviously helping us understand what Project Controls was truly like, as I call it, back in the heyday, back in the ancient times, as you call it. And so without any further delay, we'd like to thank our listening audience. We'd like to thank Wayne for participating. I'm your host, Gregory Proctor. We certainly appreciate it. This is Cut to the Chase, Episode 6, Evolution of Project Controls. Thank you very much. Goodbye.